سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا وأعطوني بأهلكم أجمعين. ولما فصلت العير قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون. قالوا تالله إنك لفي ضلالك القديم. فلما أن جاء البشير ألقاه على وجهه فارتد بصيرا. قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. قالوا يا أبانا استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين. قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين. ورفع أبويه على العرش وخروا له سجدا. وقال يا أبت هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل قد جعلها ربي حقا. وقد أحسن بي إذ أخرجني من السجن وجاء بكم من البدو من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we are sitting in the house of Allah. Allah loves the masjid, and Allah gave us the tawfiq to sit a little while extra in His house. We are doing Surah Yusuf for a few weeks now. We read ayah verses 93-100. Just to recap last week's tafsir, we know the brothers of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam and the father Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam were put into a lot of financial difficulty, and with the result Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam sent a letter with his son that this time when you go to fetch grains, show them the letter. And when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam read the letter of his father, how the days are difficult for them, and the brothers also said, try to be good to us. And normally those grains were sold at a certain nominal amount. They didn't even have that amount. They had some valuable, something as a barter, something to pay. But the thing they had to pay was not something very valuable. Then Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam asked them, you all had a brother Yusuf when you all were here. You remember? Then those brothers asked him, are you Nabi Yusuf? Are you Yusuf? He replied, yes. The truth was exposed. After the truth was exposed, then Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he sent his kurta with his brothers, that threw it on the face, put it on the face of our beloved father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. And Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, out of excessive grief, even lost his eyesight, crying a lot. So Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam said, put this kurta on the face of my father and Allah will regain his eyesight once again. So let's do the English translation now. The brothers are returning with the kurta and with the good news to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam that both your sons Yusuf and Binyamin are in a very good place in Egypt. They are safe and secure. Verses 93 to 100. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam tells his brothers, go with this shirt or kurta, the top garment of mine, and put it over the face of our beloved father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and he will turn into a sighted man. His blindness or partial blindness will be removed, and bring to me all your family. Whoever is your family, bring everybody. And when the caravan set out, the father said, I sense the scent of Yusuf if you do not take me to be Sinai. From a far distance, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Allah gave him the fragrance of that kurta of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and said, I can smell it. And said, people around me don't think that I'm senile, I'm not in the right frame of mind, I don't know what I'm talking. They said, by Allah, you are still in your old fallacy, they're telling Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. So when came the man with good news, he put it, the shirt on his face, and he turned into a sighted man. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam said, did I not tell you that I know from Allah what you do not know? They said, our father, pray to Allah to forgive us our sins. Surely we have been wrong. He said, I shall pray to my Allah to forgive you. Surely he is the most forgiving and very merciful. Later when they came to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he placed his parents near himself and said, enter Egypt, Allah willing, in peace. And he raised his parents up to the throne, and they all fell before him in prostration. And he said, my father, here is the fulfillment of my early dream. My Allah has made it come true. He favored me when he released me from the prison and brought you from the countryside after Shaitan had caused a rift between me and my brothers. Surely my Allah does what he wills in a subtle way. Surely Allah is all-knowing and all-wise. But regarding the kurta that he sent, I got Maariful Quran in front of me that's compiled by Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And it is mentioned very clearly that the kurta that he had, let's read it. When the caravan set out and had reached barely outside the limits of the city, then Sayyidina Yaqub said to those around him, I sense the scent of Yusuf if you do not take me to be Sinai. According to a narration of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, there was a travel distance of 8 days from the city of Egypt to Canaan. And according to Sayyidina Hassan, the distance was 80 farsakh. That is nearly 250 miles. Unique is the power of Allah Ta'ala, who from such a distance carried all the way to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, the scent of his son Yusuf alayhi salam, through the shirt of his son Yusuf. And something of wonder certainly is that the scent, when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was sitting confined into a well of his own homeland, caused no reaction into the smell buds of his father. Right from here, Allah Ta'ala made it such that they could smell. We learn that no miracle is in the control of a prophet. In fact, every miracle happens to the command of Allah. If Allah wills, that will happen. And then also it is mentioned, because time is short, I'm not reading word for word. It is mentioned that kurta which Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam sent, it was a garment from Jannah. is mentioned in Ma'riful Quran. And it was that garment when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was put into the fire, his clothes were removed. Allah Ta'ala sent this kurta from Jannah for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. That Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam gave it to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, that kurta. And then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam gave it to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, that kurta. And Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam gave it to his son. And when he gave it to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam realized that his son Yusuf was very handsome and he could be a victim of some kidnapping or some harm coming. So Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam rolled that kurta up in a smallest part, and he wrapped it up in a closed garment or in a tube, something like a taweez we call it, and put it around his neck. And in Ma'riful Quran it is written that when the brothers put Nabi Yaqub Ali and Nabi Yusuf Ali Salam to the well, and when they took his kurta out and they went with the false blood to their father, that the wolf had attacked him. Mentioned in Ma'riful Quran that Allah sent Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam to open that kurta from the neck of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and then that kurta from Jannah Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was wearing. And the effect of that kurta is that the sweet fragrance remained in it forever. Even after 40 years the separation was taking place, Allah kept that sweet fragrance. And Allah made it such that the Hajj Yaqub alayhi salam retained his eyesight. Then very, very important, when the sons told the father that we found Nabi Yusuf and his well and must bring the entire family together. Who was the entire family? It is mentioned, thus, when Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam and his entire family set out for Egypt, the number according to one narration was 72. And according to other, it was comprised of 93 men and women. On the other side, when came the time for the arrival in Egypt, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and the people of Egypt came out of the city to welcome Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, that came with 93 men and women, or 72, both mentioned Ma'riful Quran. And with them came 4,000 soldiers to present a guard of honor when these guests reached Egypt and entered the house of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. He honored his parents to sit on top by the throne. Now, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he welcomed them with 4,000 soldiers. And today also, many governments, most of them, if a prime minister or president of another country is coming, they give the guard of honor, welcome, etc. This practice was practiced also previously amongst the kings and the monarchs. And here it is mentioned that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam with 4,000 soldiers went out to welcome his father Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. The other thing is that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's mother passed away while he was still a baby or young. And Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam married his mother's sister named Layya Khala, who we say the mother's sister. But Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam still honored his khala as his stepmother. And she also, the stepmother, the khala jinn, the mother's sisters, take the place of the mother in having care for the youth, etc. The other thing is that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, in verse number 4, Surah Yusuf, he said, "I have seen a dream, the 11 stars and the moon and the sun making sajda to me." This was the interpretation of the dream, that the 11 his brothers and the mother and father came and prostrated to him. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned, according to our Shariat, our beloved Rasulullah made it clear that we cannot make sajda to anybody else besides Allah. During our Faraz Sunnah Nawafil Salam, we make sajda. When we recite the Quran, tilawat ayat in the Quran, we recite the sajda, we make a sajda, etc. But during the time of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, there's two opinions. One is maybe sajda shukr in gratitude, it was allowed in the Shariat of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam and Yusuf alayhi salam. The other is that the sajda was not the sajda that we make in sajda in salah. Normally to make a proper sajda in salah is we make wuzu, we have to face the qibla, and you must go through the motions of salat, qiyam, ruku, and then you go into sajda. So the one alim gave a beautiful explanation that it wasn't a sajda of ibadat, it was just load the head a little bit, because not it's not proven that they made wuzu or they read namaz or in that never made wuzu and they never faced the qibla. These two reasons you can say that it wasn't a sajda of ibadat, but it was just a great to thank the father, to honor the father and honor Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. The other thing Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah mentions here, that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam told their father, make dua for us that Allah forgive us for our shortcomings and Allah is most merciful. It mentioned Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam did not make dua at the same time because the Anbiya Ikram they get up for tahajjud. It is all mentioned in Ma'riful Quran. So he said tahajjud time he made dua for his sons. And that time too maybe he made dua. So this whole incident mentioned in the Quran, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah gave beautiful explanations here. And he, from certain verses of it, he got certain points. He said when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam requested the father to make dua for them, there's hukukullah and hukukul ibad. If you cause harm to somebody, whether verbally, physically, monetary harm, any type of harm you cause, it comes under hukukul ibad. So here they're asking the father to make dua, but by right they must ask Yusuf alayhi salam to forgive them for putting him in the well and going through all the difficulty that he experienced. But they said Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in the previous verses of the Quran, first time when the truth was exposed that I am a brother Yusuf, he said, La tasriba alaykum al-yawm, yaghfiru Allahu lana wa lakum. There won't be any revenge today. And Allah is most forgiving and Allah is most merciful. So in that verse, the hukukul ibad side was sorted out. And today also, we know the authentic narration of Rasulullah, of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that who is a banker person? On the day of Qiyamah, a person can come with a lot of good a'mal, but he did not fulfill the rights of others, or he used vulgar words on somebody, insulted somebody, and sometime in monetary dealings were not honest and fair. You did somebody down, did not pay the inheritance how it's supposed to be done, or the business partners were not fair on one another. As far as possible, try to be just and fair with your business partners. Come to inheritance, try to be just and fair, give little bit extra to all the better. So Allah make it easy for us on the day of Qiyamah. And this whole incident that is mentioned of Surah Yusuf, people have time, they can read it. When they get time, I'll read one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abghadu al-rijali inda Allah al-aladdu al-khisam. In the sight of Allah, the worst person is the most quarrelsome one, mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. We need to adopt good character with one another. Don't get angry over small things that are arguing and fighting. One thing was what something is halal and haram, our ulama ikram have to explain us and express the anger of somebody not reading the faraz namaz. You have to express your anger. Somebody promoting music or some other major sense, we have to express our anger. But at the same time, do it with wisdom, kind words. But besides something related to halal and haram, to argue over small issues is not a good character of a good Muslim. Try to solve our anger, especially at home, with our wife, our children, our parents, our brothers, sisters, the musallis in the masjid, etc., regarding the fans, somebody want it, somebody don't want it. Just be the humble pie, read Durud Sharif, and masjid is a place of ibadat. There's no problem in our masjid. I'm just giving general advices. We mustn't start arguments over petty issues. While the imam of the masjid got the right to say don't on the cell phone in the masjid, or somebody doing something wrong against the etiquette of the masjid, the imam of the have the right to tell them. But other than that, don't have arguments unnecessary in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahu bihamdika, ashadu wa la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.